Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just days after being eliminated in the first round of the baseball playoffs, the Red Sox are making changes. They fired manager John Farrell. The president of Red Sox baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, said he wants to have a successor in place ASAP.
And so we'll look for somebody that we think can do that job well for us and to hopefully will guide us to continued success on the field and help us even take step forward.
Later, John Farrell said in a statement that he enjoyed every moment of his 5 years as Red Sox manager. So for a look at what's ahead for the Sox, we spoke with Boston Globe columnist Chris Gasper. Chris is the host of the new WBUR Boston Globe podcast called Season Ticket. We started with a question of just how soon Dave Dombrowski might find a new Red Sox manager.
Well, I think it depends, Bob. It depends on how long his list is. And, you know, if there's somebody who's under contract or still managing the playoffs that he would at least like to ask permission to speak with. I think it depends on whether he wants somebody who currently is employed in baseball or if the people at the top of his list, maybe somebody like Brad Ausmus, who was a manager for the Detroit Tigers, who was let go this season. That's somebody that Dave Dombrowski hired when he was in Detroit and is very familiar with. If somebody like that is available and that's his choice, then things could move quickly.
What about Torey Lovello, who was the Red Sox bench coach during 2013 to 2016 and did very well when John Farrell was out with his chemotherapy issue in 2015 and has done exceedingly well, at least recently, as the manager of the Diamondbacks?
I think it's going to be very difficult to hire him from Arizona now. That team made the playoffs. They're building something out there. And it sort of begs the question, if they were only going to keep Farrell for one more year, maybe they should have made this change last offseason and not let Torey Lovello get away and go to Arizona.
I have to think that former longtime Red Sox catcher Jason Varitek would be a favorite of the fans anyway. I don't know about the Red Sox front office, but he would be a favorite of the fans.
Well, he's certainly a recognizable name. There's no question about that. What was interesting about Dombrowski's press conference was that he alluded to the fact that, in his opinion, he didn't think it was the type of job that someone who has zero managerial experience can do, and that's Jason Varitek.
So who do you think is probably on top of the list, or who would you place on top of the list?
That's a great question. You know, I think Alex Cora, who once played for the Red Sox and is now a bench coach in Houston, would be somebody, even though maybe he wouldn't have desired managerial experience. I just think he's a younger guy. He's close to the end of his playing career, so it might be easier for him to relate to today's players. But to be honest with you, there's no obvious candidate.
Let me ask you about some other decisions that the Red Sox are going to have to make. It seems to me they have some very hard decisions to make about who to keep on the field and who to let go. You know, Mookie Betts had an okay year, but not a great year. Xander Bogaerts had a long slump at the plate. And frankly, so did Dustin Pedroia, you know, the standby, longtime fan favorite second baseman. Do you think any of them are at risk?
Well, I think Pedroia will still be here because he is a team leader guy and his contract runs through 2021 and he's 34 years old. I think even if they wanted to move on from him, I'm not sure another team in baseball would want to take on that contract for a 34-year-old with a knee injury. Bogaerts and Bradley, to me, would be the two guys that potentially you would move on from.
You think the Red Sox can maintain the chemistry in the clubhouse? You know, they didn't go very far in the postseason, as we all painfully know. But even after the game the other day, seemingly all the players said they had a great season in terms of their relationships with each other. Can they maintain that chemistry, or could it even be better?
I would think it could even be better. There's chemistry in terms of interpersonal relationships with teammates, and then there's chemistry in terms of your identity as a team and how that translates on the field. I think they really could use some sort of veteran leader who can comfortably call out guys without guys taking it personally and just understanding it's part of the game. You know, I think maybe one of the issues for John Farrell was that he wanted to make sure the players felt like he had their backs. And in doing so, I think he let them get away with some things that ideally you don't have on a winning team and a winning franchise.
Chris Gasper, thanks a lot for speaking to us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Chris Gasper is host of the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Season Ticket, and Chris is a sports columnist for the Globe.